This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All afternoon long, I've had to look at this ugly purple jersey that Ethan has decided to taunt me with here this afternoon because he is a Vikings fan. How did that happen, by the way?
Marriage.
There's like a vaccine for that, I think. It's kind of like the Cubs. You can get a vaccine. So you were not a Vikings fan until the wife now.
Correct.
Or when you were... Did this happen right off the bat? Was it because of love?
Well, you know, I was like a lot of St. Louisans for a while. I was a loveless football fan, right? I grew up actually as a huge Peyton Manning fan. Well, he retired, and then the Rams left, so I really had nothing for a while, and it just kind of felt like a natural good transition.
By the way, on the topic of Peyton Manning, and now I have to remember what it is, and I like Pat. I'm not a hater by any stretch, and I think some of his, you know, his commercials have been funny, but I saw something last night that, and I can't remember if it was a new commercial or just a bit that he was doing that was just awful.
was it Nationwide? He does a lot of the Nationwide ones.
I don't know what it was. I'll have to think about it. All I know, I'm like, Peyton, you didn't have to, that one you didn't have to do.
I heard a radio one the other day from Nationwide. It was a new one. Because remember, he used to do it's Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Peyton Manning.
But he had a new one. It was like,
so you know those, right?
Manning. I was that's not as good.
Yeah, I think that campaign.
Most of his stuff hits.
Yeah, this one didn't.
Yeah.
Whatever I saw.
Yeah.
It just had that. Every once in a while, you know, that happens. I'm guessing Sue did not watch quite as much football as we did. You said you didn't even have a TV to watch football,
guess.
Right? Hey, Mizzou won, too, and thank God they did. And it was a little nerve-wracking to begin with, but this is how the game ended.
Three timeouts for Lance Leipold in Kansas. Jamal Roberts off the left side with the lead. Roberts off to the race.
He just kept going. Jamal Roberts, 63-yard touchdown. It looked like Mizzou was going to win that game anyway, but that sort of sealed the deal.
The dagger.
On Saturday afternoon. You don't want to lose, Sue, to KU early in the
no.
season. You don't want to lose to them, period.
Ever?
And I had several people who shared, you know, we talked about this a little bit on the, well, that's never, sure, that's true, on the roundtable. They do this thing with Mr. Brightside, and there's a part of it when they air, and this is not just because of KU being into town, which is what makes it weird. They've done this for the past several years. The students get into it, and then there's a point in the song at the end where they go blank F, oh, I'll be careful, blank KU, mm-hmm. blank KU, and it's been dumb to do it because we're not even really, you know, direct rivals with them because of the conference realignment. But of course then it kind of fit for Saturday because we were actually playing KU. So Sean Flower, who was the mayor of Eureka, who was a guest on the roundtable on Friday, and a couple other people sent me the videos, and they were not apologetic. They're like, you know what, we're okay with this.
But I thought I was so entertained that, I mean, that's pretty impressive. Keep holding on, being able to hold on to that hatred for so long when they hadn't faced each other in almost 15 years.
Yeah.
For them to chant that every single home game for 15 years.
Well, no, it hasn't happened. We've only been doing the Mr. Brightside thing for like 3 or 4 years.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. But still, for that to even be a thing when the rivalry had kind of grown stale just from, like you said, they're in different conferences and they have been for a long time now. It almost felt like it built it up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I know.
It was fun.
Well, it was a lot more fun that we won because my whole weekend and probably this afternoon and the rest of the week would have been ruined. I'm telling you, emotionally, so you don't have this connection necessarily to sports, but this is what happens. I get so emotionally connected that, you know, it just ruins your day, your week, and I'm crabby. Well, I'm crabby anyway, right? You don't want to be crabbier than me.
You cannot let stuff like that.
It does. Truly. It eats at me. It eats
no,
at me.
No. You can't let it.
It depends how big of something it is for me. Like a loss like that, I don't know if maybe as big of a rivalry that would have stung.
That's why.
But usually it's more so for me, like when the Cardinals used to get knocked out of the playoffs, like that would really, it would be like a few days where
punch.
I would just kind of be like in a little like, oh, it's over, you
okay,
lost.
So then like sports related, what's up with this Philadelphia Phillies fan who, Harrison Bader's involved in this whole thing because he plays for the Phillies now, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you want to set this up? You've seen this, Sue. You've seen the story here.
So basically what happened is a home run was hit in a Marlins-Phillies game in Miami a couple of days ago. You know, Miami, not a lot of empty seats in Miami. And so there was two fans. It was probably more than that. It was a handful of fans that were going for this baseball. And the guy that ended up coming up with it, walked like 10 seats down, but they were all empty.
Right,
he just
right.
He went down like any fan would, and he picked it up as this older lady was going for it as well. And he walks back to his seat. He gives it to his son.
Right
he gives
away.
Him a hug. It's a very heartwarming
yes.
moment. And then out of nowhere, this gray-haired lady marches her way down to him. And
Karen,
clearly,
as she's being called now.
Yes, clearly startles him. He jumps. He's like, oh my goodness. And she is just yelling in his face. I can't believe you took that baseball away from me. Mark, we actually have the audio of her yelling. I think it's called
Phillies. Here's a little bit of the audio. Here we go.
No, it's more. No, you took it from me. You took it from me. Never keep my hand. Never keep my hand.
You can hear her yelling.
She even
very
says, you can
upset.
See my hand. She's pissed at him. So he acquiesces. He gives her the ball back.
He gave the ball. He was like, it's not worth fighting. Gives her the ball back. Well, the Marlins, this got caught on one of the broadcasts. The Marlins noticed it, and they gave him this bag full of goodies because they felt bad. They're like, oh, you know, that's terrible. It's not fair. So they give him a bag full of goodies. And then the Phillies notice, so they invite him down not the clubhouse, but right outside the clubhouse after. Harrison Bader was the one that hit the home run. So Bader gives him a bat. He signs it for him. They get pictures. It was this really cool thing. Now, I don't know if this is true or if this caught as much attention, but I saw that the owner of Camping World was really unhappy with this. And I saw a tweet. It was a screenshot of a tweet that the owner of Camping World is going to give this kid and his family tickets to a World Series game as well as a free RV. Now, that hasn't gotten as much attention. I saw a screenshot of the owner of Camping World that put that out. If that's the case, then holy cow.
But listen to this
now,
one.
I'll say this last thing I'll say real quick is I haven't heard that on any of the news stories or anything.
But here's this one's real. I mean, as real as it can be. Apparently, blowout cards. I don't know, you know, I don't have trading cards like I did when I was 8 years old, but that is a major trading card retailer. Do you know that? Blowout Cards.
Okay.
They are saying, again, this is going to get into publicity stunt, you know, territory here, but you got to give them an A-plus for effort. They say that they will pay the woman who ended up with the ball $5,000 if she hands it over with her autograph and inscribes, "I'm sorry," on it. The company said it will then return the baseball to the child. Blowout posts on its website, "Our offer is official, and the offer is firm." So
that's
I guess
amazing.
She hasn't come forward, right?
Not that I've seen, no. I don't know who it is personally.
But
you guys, is there video of her grabbing? I mean, was she anywhere near the ball?
Oh, yeah. She was in the scrum.
She was in the row behind him. But it's not like she had the ball in her hands and he ripped it out. Everyone, it was like behind the seats, and she was in the row behind reaching down. He was in the same row reaching down, and he just happened to get it. It happens every single day at the ballpark, multiple times a game.
The thing is,
so ridiculous.
I can almost see this becoming an issue if the dude just grabbed it from her and there wasn't a kid involved. But he gave it to his kid right away, and she goes over there and just starts screaming at him. So who's the rest of the audio here? Is this the dad on Fox earlier?
They got interviewed by their this was a
local NBC
Philadelphia.
Or
station that they had.
Here's the dad and the kid.
I wasn't very happy that we had to give it to her, but we can't win. She was gonna get it anyways.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
She wasn't gonna take it, but we did. I decided to give her the ball. I apologize to you, but it was the right thing. We just wanted her to go away, and it worked out. You got a bat.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It did work out, and then did he have regrets over that?
Dad, do you have any regrets giving the ball back?
Yeah, like I said, that was what we were there for. We were there to get a home run ball. So I thought I had accomplished this great thing, and putting in his glove meant a lot. And she was just so adamant and loud and yelling and persistent. And I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. You know, there was hundreds of people, just staring. And like I said, she was very, very, very close. And I'm, I'm dad of the family, so I didn't want to do something I'd regret. And
exactly.
That was the choice I made, is to just hand the ball back and tell her, go away.
Let me ask you this question. If the woman would come forward and apologize, I don't know that that would work out well for her. You know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean? Like,
I think, and I'm not saying that this is the best, maybe she should do that. Okay. I'm not suggesting that she doesn't apologize, but she's going to get, and I don't know if she's been out there identified. Her face was pretty clear. People know who she is. But let's say that she would even come forward with an apology and saying, look, I did the wrong thing. I apologize to the family. Don't you think that would probably make it worse for her? I'm not suggesting that she doesn't apologize. I think she should. But then her name's out there. Everybody knows who she is. And more hate comes. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do see what you mean. It's a tough one. First of all, I think the dad did the right thing. He's setting an example. It's just being calm, and I think that's great. But yeah, you're right
about
her.
Because she was going nuts.
And
she really was.
I am seeing it here that this is confirmed. The owner and CEO of Camping World is sending this kid and his family to the World Series, and this is what he says: I'll send this young man and his family to the World Series on me. Oh, and you just won an RV as well.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hashtag dad of year wins that.
Seriously,
one.
Yeah, to remain calm and be take the high road. That was a great example.
So that I'm guessing that is not the last time we've heard of that story. I think tomorrow we might even have a further update. The way this thing is trending,
I
mean?
I can't wait till we get the apology from her.
Well, that's what
like
I'm saying.
Like we just got at the U.S. Open a couple
of
days
ago. I'm not sure it's
going to come. I don't know if it's going to come.
Mark
either.
Where
was
point.
The apology at the U.S. Open?
Did you hear about that situation at the U.S. Open?
Which one? No.
One of the players that had won a match was handing his hat to a kid, and an adult next to him took the hat.
I did see that.
He ended up apologizing.
He apologized, right?
Yeah, he probably apologized.
Yes. Thank you. I do remember that happened for sure. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We got Sue's News coming up. Ozer and Omani coming up at the bottom of the hour. We got Frank Cusimano a little bit later as well to talk some sports. And there is a lot of sports to talk, but we also have this here for Monday afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Oh, you know what? I've got something in here for Fred. I forgot that he's gone. Did you get the photos?
I did get a few photos.
You
he
see look, Fred
looks
on
quite
the beach?
Nice, I know. He looks like he's having a good time. He looks relaxed, doesn't he?
He does. Oh, I'm so jealous of that. All right. Well, anyway, it's National Ampersand Day. Now, you know what the ampersand is. Is Ethan in there?
I am.
Do you know what an ampersand is?
I do not.
It is the symbol for...
You do. You just don't know that.
Yeah,
you
okay. It's the symbol for and. It's that squiggle that's the shorthand.
Yeah, I use that all the time.
Right,
I didn't
exactly.
know that's what
yeah.
it was called.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. And why we're celebrating that as a day, I have no idea. But that's what it is. And here was what was for Fred. It's National Star Trek Day.
Aww.
And, of course, Fred watched that. Because on this day in history, 59 years ago, in 1966, Star Trek premiered on TV, starring, of course, William Shatner, who is still with us, and Leonard Nimoy. I didn't realize it was canceled in September of 69. I didn't realize it ran for that short of a period of time. But Fred is our expert.
Fred would have known that. Yeah. I don't think I would have known that either.
Have you ever watched a whole episode, Mark?
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah.
But I haven't.
I haven't either.
No. And 27 years ago in 1998 was when Mark McGwire broke Roger Maris's 37-year-old record for home runs in a single season, hitting number 62 off Chicago Cubs pitcher Steve Trashel. How old were you? Well, were you even with us, Ethan?
No, I was not alive at that point. I wasn't even in a belly yet. I was non-existent.
You were perhaps a thought.
Maybe yes. At that point a thought.
It was fun, though. Mark, were you in town for that or no?
When was this?
98.
No, I would have been in Milwaukee.
Ah, okay.
Because
yeah, well,
I left 97.
Sue, did you go to any of those games?
Well, we were broadcasting live from a billboard until he hit it. This was on Kix 106.5. And we were waiting. And Billy with Greenwood was the guy who was on with me. And he spent the night up there until 62 was hit, and it was awesome. And they had him chained in on this thing, so if he fell, and he had a tent. But, I mean, this whole city had gone nuts waiting for this thing to happen.
Yeah, my only connection would be that I was at Milwaukee County Stadium, and I was there when McGwire, I don't remember what number it was. It was in the upper 50s, right?
Yeah.
And I happened to be in the men's room when he did hit a home run. I missed it. And of course, it was one of the main reasons I was there.
My good friend and the manager of the Cardinals Radio Network, Ben Boyd, was there, and he has told me just about that experience being one of the he's been to a bunch of different things, Super Bowls, World Series, all of the above, and but that one was just as a fan, and just talked about how loud that stadium was.
Mean,
the loudest
yes.
he's ever heard it, I believe, is what he's told me.
Yes.
which is crazy considering the many moments of chaotic moments, right, that we've experienced at Busch Stadium. So talk about saving baseball, right? I mean,
it was amazing.
It was
really
in a rough
was.
Spot at that point.
Well, he had to
bring
up,
back the steroids era. That's what I say.
I was going to say it was more fun. Finishing the year with 70, and then Barry Bonds broke that 3 years later when he hit 73. But neither of them will be in the Hall of Fame, I guess, because of the roids. Okay, Uber has started testing a new form of payment. Are you ready? Cash. I don't think this is a good idea.
I don't
either.
Why would they do that?
Right? Uber says, well, here's the idea. We want to expand access to people without bank accounts. Do you, though?
No.
I don't know that you do. Drivers, of course, are concerned they're going to be targeted by thieves. And I think that will happen.
Who doesn't have a bank account?
It must be a large enough segment of society that Uber wants to make sure they get
perhaps?
It. I'm not sure. They've been introducing it in select cities over the past few weeks. It just hit some bigger markets like L.A. and San Diego, Dallas, Orlando. Now, you still need a cell phone, though, or a way to book through the app. So basically, you book a ride as usual, but you can select the cash option for payment. Then you hand over the bills and coins when you get to the destination. Okay, it's optional for drivers. They have a setting on their end that they can say, no, we don't thank you.
That helps, though, if the drivers can choose. Because I imagine most drivers are probably going to say,
no.
No.
I think if you go back 10 years ago and you suggest something like this, and I don't even know when Uber really started taking off, you probably could make a case for it, only because we were all, and this is pre-pandemic, after the pandemic, we used less cash than we were already using, and we were already not using a lot of cash, right? I mean, I feel guilty right now because I never have cash for tips. So I go to the car wash, and they have a QR code where you can tip, but, you know, I don't take the time to do that as much as I probably should. So a lot of these people who would ordinarily get more tips, I think, are getting fewer just because of the, you know, the cash situation. I have tipped an Uber driver in cash before. You know, you could do it on the app.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that they're heading in that direction. It sounds like the opposite direction that society is heading in.
Uber says, you know what, we get it. We're expecting some of these issues, perhaps, because they're not allowing cash payments after 11 p.m., I mean, it's almost like they're saying, we know this is dangerous, so we're not going to do it after 11. And you can choose, but we really want. It just seems odd to me that they really want. There must be more money out there.
That's the question, right? How much more money is there to be gained compared to the risk you're putting your drivers in?
Exactly. And they really must think it's worth it to do that. I don't know. Mm. We'll see. And finally, in Sue's news, we have more ampersand random fact. The ampersand and symbol was taught as the 27th letter of the alphabet for a while in the 19th century. Now, this was in some English-speaking countries. It was recited after Z. A, B, C, D, D, Y, Z. Ampersand.
That sounds terrible in the song.
I know. Well, maybe that's why they got rid of it. And that's it for Sue's news.
Was that just coincidental that we had two ampersands, or did you?
Okay. I just put that in there because I thought it was a genius for finding two.
Blowing our minds, as she usually does here on a Monday afternoon. Oh, what a great sports weekend. I was extremely nervous about the Mizzou game just because, you know, and those of us who are Mizzou fans, we would say, please don't do that, like, Mizzou thing and lose to KU. And it was not an easy game. We'll have Cusumano weigh in on that. And some other sports here in just a few minutes after the top of the hour. John Ziegler, I almost said Frank Cusumano again. John Ziegler, my friend from L.A., he is the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. I talked about this a little bit on Friday. I didn't spend a lot of time on this last week, but there's a very interesting development going on right now with the acquisition of Paramount, and this relates to CBS News and Barry Weiss, who has the FP, the Free Press, because there are rumors, I think there are more than rumors circulating, that Barry Weiss might be handed the keys to the CBS newsroom, which would be fascinating if that happens. So we'll talk to John about that and some other things related to national politics after the top of the hour. Azra Nomani is here. She's a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Network and the founder of the Pearl Network. Hi, Azra. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What you've heard this Barry Weiss CBS stuff, haven't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's just a phenomenal media story, plus interesting story in politics, because she, she was my editor at the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, I didn't know that when you worked there. Yeah.
Yeah, like not when I worked there. So I worked news side, and if people, and this is what is also interesting for everybody in journalism, like everybody watching, because like I'm old school, and old school was that you didn't even talk to the ad people in the hallways. You newsroom and the editorial side and
all
the
separate.
Ads, like all separate.
Yeah.
But so now what's happened in the last three decades is this Barry Weiss phenomena where she was on the opinion page. So I never wrote for it until I, crossed over and wanted to fight Islamic extremism and started writing opinion pieces. So I wrote some pieces for her there, and then I wrote a piece for her at the New York Times before she famously resigned. And what's really interesting now for everybody watching is that, you know, there's this fusion of news, opinion, and money, too, because, this is like she's going to be running news side stuff. She's got big donors, right? Ellison is the one buying Paramount who's bringing her in. So we all know that this has happened, you know, since the beginning of time, John F. Kennedy and Time Magazine, the bromance that he had with their editor. And, you know, so there's always that murky lines going on. So it's good that it's all in the open now, I think, you know, that everything is just transparent, more transparent.
This could be one of the, and you sort of alluded to it, but this would be one of the biggest media transformation stories and possibilities in modern history. I mean, if in fact the free press is given the reins to clean up the newsroom at CBS, we hear that the staffers and reporters there are nervous. I that could be fascinating in a very, very good way, right?
And Megyn Kelly put it well the other day where she said, you know, it doesn't end well when you go into these establishment organizations, because a famous journalist went from Fox News to CBS and literally had her, notes, CBS lawyers asking for her notes. And that was Catherine Herridge, who was a rock star at Fox News National Security, kind of like tried really to make news at CBS in the same way she had at Fox. And I love Catherine. She's the reason why I got to go to Guantanamo and literally see the man who takes credit for killing my dear friend Danny Pearl from the Wall Street Journal. So Catherine is just old school, great reporter, but you know she got chewed up there because it's this monolith, right? Like this machine.
Well, that's why this could be so significant. Yeah, I mean, it would be even
exactly.
Just kind of talking about it. Yeah, okay, let's wait and see what happens. But that would be a major upheaval. And look what I've said. Some of these networks, they just don't learn. And, you know, you see what's happening to CNN. Nobody's watching. They are watching to see my friend Scott Jennings, you know, rip apart the liberals. They should have given Jennings a show on CNN and tried to blow that up more. But they keep dancing around the edges, seeing if they can bring a new audience. It's not working. Do something different.
Yeah, because we all watch his hour for him.
Right.
You know, like I'm always like, what's God going to do today? And so, you know, I last talked to you about Cracker Barrel, and it's like not much different. I mean, it's just a different industry, but it's a shakeup, you know. And that was like the restaurant industry and Cracker Barrel, like CEO coming in and going woke and trying to just turn them into an IHOP. CBS did that. Like they just. We all, like, grew up watching them, you know? That's where we thought we could trust Dan Rather, you know? And then Dan Rather started getting really political, too, in a, like, in a non-journalistic way.
Well,
you know, in a non-journalistic way.
I highlight 60 Minutes because in CBS News, there was a guy that got fired by the name of Jeff Pegues. But Bill Whitaker and Jeff Pegues both came into my city on the same topic, which was Kim Gardner, our former circuit attorney, painted this city as a bunch of racists, painted any critic of Kim Gardner as racist, when in fact, and I offered to both of them, I said, you come to St. Louis, I'll give you Democrats. You don't have to talk to my friends who are conservatives.
Right.
I'll give you Democrats who are pissed off, black Democrats who are pissed off about what Kim Gardner and what Tashara, but they didn't want any part of that because that blows up their narrative.
Yeah, that was 60 Minutes, right?
Yeah. Pegues was the morning show, but Bill Whitaker was 60 Minutes, yeah.
Yeah, but that's where they failed us because, you know, there's the news again of, you know, Ferguson is in the news again because the young man.
Dorian Johnson. I'm going to talk about it later, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about everything, but what you're planning on, right?
Probably.
But, like, I paid attention to it because I came to, my son had a fencing tournament in St. Louis, and I went there, and I did the pilgrimage to Ferguson, and I saw, like, what a complex story it was. But again, that was another story that the national media just simplified, you know?
Well, look, he is the kid that lit the fire here in St. Louis, and then the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and there was an alderman at the time, and his name was Antonio French, they poured the gasoline. So he lit the fire, and they poured the gasoline, and the rest is unfortunate history.
With myth-making, right? And
yes.
So that's what 60 Minutes was supposed to penetrate, you know, back in my day when I grew up watching it. But now it's just going along with the myth-making. And so let's see what Barry does, because, what we know is traditional media is failing us, and there has to be some, reset. And so this could be it.
Yeah, it could be. All right, Azar Noman is here. You referenced this. Typically, this does happen with good guests like you. We get off the beaten track, and we don't talk about what originally we were going to talk about. But I do want you to explain what happened in Fairfax County. So there's this school that you wrote about this, and I aired the audio. You can maybe set it up for me, because there's sort of a tradition that happens on the back-to-school night, and that's where this story sort of comes from a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah. You know, my son went through school in Fairfax County Public Schools, and I've seen them. The political signs would come out on back-to-school night. It was sort of like the one time when the politicians would be allowed to kind of like meet and greet the parents, and they'd put signs out that night and then take them away so that the school wouldn't be like littered with the campaign footprint. But on this night, a young politician from the Republican side, Sandra Davis, pops in her truck and pulls out some signs for the GOP candidates, and it doesn't end well with the local Democrat that decides that she isn't going to allow a two-party county right in Northern Virginia in the shadow of the nation's capital.
So this is what it sounds like.
Every school across Fairfax County has political signs up.
But this is my school.
You don't own any schools. The taxpayers own the schools. And I'm about to make you famous if you touch that sign.
It's against the law.
It is not against the law. It's a back to school night.
I am a former Fairfax County employee. It's against the law.
I'm a candidate.
You're wonderful. Which one is you? Which one are you? Which person are you?
Every back to school night across the county has signs up.
Yeah, so then she just grabs the sign. She's not too shy about that. Now, you identified her. She's someone who is an activist in the Democrat Party, right?
Yes, she is. And you know, that's the thing about local journalism and that I love, is that it's your neighbor, or it's your next door neighbor, or it's your person down the street, or somebody who's three people removed from you. The woman that stole the sign is Doris Evans. She was not only a Fairfax County employee, she was a school teacher and an assistant principal.
And so I knew that. Wow.
Yeah, I know. There's always more to the story. And so when she says, this is my school, and Sandra says, no, this is a taxpayer school, what you are seeing is emblematic of the battle. But the battle that's nationwide, from Missouri to Northern Virginia to California and New York City, who owns these schools? And who is going to treat them like the fiefdoms, that they have become for these ideologues? And so Sandra took a stand, and she told me later she was scared, but it's that same thing that we all come to this moment when you're going to stand up for your principles or not. And that silence that you heard when she said, which one of these is your signs?
Yeah.
Was Sandra, I've been in that moment. I said to Sandra afterwards, I know that moment. It's that moment when you could feel her taking a breath, because instead of being reactive, and again, this is just like the dad, where the woman comes and attacks him for taking, claiming to take the ball.
Oh yeah,
her.
We talked about it a little earlier, right? Yeah, it is very similar.
Hey, we got a connection to everything
yes,
here.
Yes, exactly.
That dad, you could feel in him taking that breath, and he says, I had to make a choice.
Yep.
I had to make a choice. Am I going to fight this woman or be a model of some self-restraint for my son? And as a dad, he wanted to teach him de-escalation.
And I don't think I could have done it.
Better lesson.
As we're talking, that video is actually live right now. Well, not live, but they're playing it on Fox. We talked about it earlier this hour. Man, I don't know if I could have done the same thing as that, Dad. I probably would have gone viral for going nuts on the woman.
Yeah. Well, what I love is that in that moment and in Sandra's moment, we are all confronted with these choices. And it is a traumatic moment, you know, not on the level of war, you know, but like it is a shock to your system when somebody comes at you. And so fight, flight, freeze, right? Those, the third is another one is freeze. And freeze can be even for that breath. And all of those are coping mechanisms. Like sometimes they're taken as like negatively, but sometimes we do have to fight. Sometimes we do have to walk away. And sometimes we freeze, take a breath, and then our prefrontal kicks in, right? And Sandra's did in that moment at the school. It kicked in and she filmed. Like that's what's amazing.
Yes.
That's what I think
she
is the beauty of all
video.
Of this.
Yep.
Yeah, she caught it. The dad, you know, somebody was filming him, but he was conscious. He was out of body and conscious at the eyes of his son, and the stadium were on him, right? So there's so much. That's what our brains are so amazing, how much we process. And then it resonates, right, with us and in ways that we don't even know sometimes. But I bet, like, you could think of moments where, man, you face somebody like that, you know? And that's why I think things go viral, because they just connect to us. Like, Sandra made a choice, the Phillies dad made a choice, and you know, and we all have to make these choices. But what everyone did, what I love in each of these examples is they called out the bad actor in a nonviolent way, right? So that's what's wonderful is they're observation wins the day.
Unfortunately, I'm the person who makes bad choices. So these people are inspirational to me. I'm the one who makes bad choices constantly. Just ask my bosses. Always great to have you on. You have a great week.
Don't.
All right. Take care.
Control. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bye. Frank Cusimano with us on a Monday afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, sir. Doing everything's great after this incredible weekend.
What a great weekend. I have to start with last night because you know how much I profess my love for the NFL. I watched football all day yesterday. I watched the first half of the Bills and the Ravens, and then I'm like, well, the Bills look like crap. I'm turning this off. I did not go back to it, and then I found out this morning what happened. Holy moly, what a big win and an exciting finish for the Bills that I missed as a terrible NFL fan, my God. Frank.
Imagine this, like, if you're an NFL quarterback, Mark, and you have a day where you throw for 250 yards and three touchdowns. That's really good, right? Isn't it? That's good.
Very good. Very good.
Josh Allen did that in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He did that in the fourth freaking quarter. I mean, and it's the only time in the history of week one in the NFL that a team was down by 15 points in the final 4 minutes and came back and won. If this is the beginning of football, I just can't wait to watch the next 16 weeks.
Well, and then the Matt Prater angle where the guy's like, what is he, 41 years old? He's not even in the league anymore, and they have an injury to their kicker, and they bring him in, and he was, you know, really kind of good from the start last night, but the Bills just look flat. So I can't account for the second half because I didn't watch the second half, but obviously they played a little better there toward the end of the game.
They did, and for Prater to come out there with time with the clock ticking at age 41, he was signed on Thursday to boot that thing at the buzzer. I mean, that was the best American television of the year, I think.
There was that was probably the best moment, right? The conclusion of that Sunday night football game. But man, overall, just a locked and loaded week one of the National Football League. A lot of notable performances, games. What were some of, outside of the Bills-Ravens games, what were some of the bigger performances and games that stood out to you, Frank?
Look, we always love a good revenge story. I used to love that movie, The Count of Monte Cristo. And for Aaron Rodgers to go to the Jets and to just throw four touchdown passes after an organization said, we don't want you, we don't think you're good enough, it was a really brutal, rough divorce. I mean, it probably could have been handled differently. And for Rodgers to go out there spinning it like he was, 32 instead of 42, that was beautiful to see.
That was beautiful to see. But the guy who replaced Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay was also beautiful to see yesterday, looking like, there's some buzz for Jordan Love for MVP. Certainly looked like it yesterday, and the Packers defense stepped up with Micah Parsons making, his impact a minute into the game that he got into.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm not sure if Love is going to ever win the MVP when Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are still playing, but he's really good, and it's just a testament to their brilliance, their succession from, Rodgers, Favre, and now Love. They just don't skip a beat in Green Bay.
How about Mizzou getting the victory against KU on Saturday afternoon? It looked a little daunting for us. It was a tough game, but they closed the deal up. Prabula looks really good. You had to win that game, Frank. You just had to.
You did. And speaking of good quarterbacking, Prabula, here's the best stat. He was 15 of 18 for 177 yards on third and fourth downs. I mean, wow. I'm telling you, a lot of times quarterbacks get rattled when in that fourth down situation. He gets better. And to have the opportunity to throw the ball to these St. Louis kids like Kevin Coleman, who just looks unbelievable, 10 catches, and then Brett Norfleet, the 6'7" tight end from Francis Howell, and Jamal Roberts, also from St. Mary's. I mean, boy, it's great to see these St. Louis kids thriving in Columbia.
I'm going to make a prediction. By the end of the year, we're going to be buzzing more about Kevin Coleman than we were about Luther Burden. I'm not going to say that the talent is the same, but that kid is going to be a superstar. I can already feel it, and it was a great move in the transfer portal. Frank, we will talk on Friday afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right, take care. Yeah, I think, remember that prediction there on Kevin Coleman.
I like it.
I think he's
going to
become
spicy.
One of the stars in the SEC. John Zygmunt, who is one of my friends from
Zygmunt
LA.
Freud.
Zygmunt Freud is. He is on the Twitter. And I think I said Zygmunt. It's Ziegler. My brain on a Monday, I swear to God. But and we talked about this with Osro, all this stuff about Barry Weiss and CBS News. We'll get into that with him and a bunch more coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.